From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding a cooperative agreement between the Behavioral Health Division and Children's Service Society of Wisconsin for alcohol and other drug abuse services. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Go ahead, Mr. Kwan.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, Jennifer Whitmer, our Associate Director at BHD, is going to give a brief overview of the report.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Committee. As Hector said, I'm Jennifer Whitmer. I'm the Associate Director for our Community Services Branch at BHD, and I just wanted to make this informational report this morning about an agreement we're entering into with Children's Service Society of Wisconsin. Some time ago, probably a little over a year ago, we were invited by the Bureau of Milwaukee Child Welfare to do a training that included Children's Service Society of Wisconsin. They are one of two agencies that provides ongoing monitoring and safety services for individuals who are involved in the Bureau services. Out of that, a relationship began, and we began to meet with Children's Service Society of Wisconsin and talk about the efficiencies that we could glean working together and collaborating. What we realized is that, in large part, we're very frequently serving the same population. And, in fact, folks who are going through the Bureau services very often are in need of substance abuse treatment services. What Children's Service Society eventually recognized and began to forge a relationship with us around is the fact that we, in particular our Wiser Choice system, has the expertise around substance abuse treatment issues. And they have actually, they receive money directly from the state of Wisconsin, specifically for substance abuse treatment services for people in their system. And they have asked that we forge into a relationship with them to manage those funds. So, in essence, they'll be giving us their funds, and we will then be using our expertise to make decisions about who needs treatment, what kinds of treatment they need, and carrying on in that way. What they glean from us, of course, is our expertise, and also we have a pretty sophisticated system where we can give them a lot of data about the people that we're serving in their system, and they will be able to recognize from that data what's most effective, what treatments are working, what programs are working best. What we glean from them is that we're backfilling some of the funding that we've lost in the last year or so. But we also, this also helps us reach our, what are some pretty steep targets that we have from other funding streams, and it helps us, achieve those targets, which, as I said, are pretty steep for us to meet. So this is an informational report only. We have been working very hard on this for some time. We still have a few details to hash out. We are shooting for an April 2nd start date. Dependent on whether or not some of those details get hashed out, we'll decide whether or not April 2nd is, in fact, the actual start date. But we believe this will be a very important pilot this year. Mm-hmm. And then after this year, we could determine if this is something we want to carry forward, if it's a relationship that's working on both parts, and, in fact, if the other agency that's providing ongoing monitoring would be interested in also entering into relationship with us.
Very nice. Supervisor Wright?
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Just two questions. But first, what location will the services be rendered at? Will the CSSW be at BHD facilities to do this?
Well, actually, when we looked at our two systems, so we were operating two almost identical systems. In fact, there were only four agencies that were not already in our Wiser Choice system. So really, their clientele will be using our central intake units. We will accommodate them. We will set aside, specific slots each day for their population if that's needed. If it's required, as we do with other entities now, we would go out and do mobile screening. But essentially, it just creates it so there's one system that clients will access. We know that, anecdotally at least, many of the clients who have been getting AODA services through their system now have also at some point during their recovery come through our system. So it makes it less confusing for clients. They will just know that they will use our central intake units at all points.
But there'll be a clear transition or the new contract won't require them to be seeing different people than they'd be seeing in the past.
These are folks that would already naturally be qualifying for our services. Mm-hmm.
The last question is just a procedural one in terms of the last paragraph of the report indicates that Corporation Counsel has indicated that this does not require county board approval. And could somebody expand on that?
Well, actually, all I can say about that is that it was very difficult for us to find any precedent around this. When Corp Counsel looked into it, it's very unusual for a private entity to actually give funds to a governmental entity. Usually it's the other way around. So they had advised that this would be an informational report.
Because it's a sale of service, which you're not very used to, and
right.
We have never done...
Usually we're purchasing services.
Not within the scope of what we could remember ever done a sale of service with a private entity. We have, sale of service with Cudahy. We do their IT and things like that. We're seeing Kenosha for family care, but not...
Correct. It's not governmental transfer. It's not... Yeah. So it was difficult to find precedent.
Right. So that's why this is an informational item. So we can change that in the
statute. Did Corporation Counsel review the contract?
Yes.
I'm looking at the house. Yes, I believe they did. Sorry.
Hi. Madam Chair, Supervisor, Corp Counsel will review the final agreement. They have reviewed the report. They've worked with us on language in it, and once the contract is final, which it's not yet, they will review it. Before they'll have to sign off on it before we actually enter into it.
The paragraph reads that Milwaukee County Court of Ordinances does not mandate county board approval for contracts and or partnerships for a department's sale of services. So we're buying, we're purchasing services. What are we doing?
No, we're giving them service and they are paying us for it.
Okay.
We're a subcontractor for them, which is the kind of reverse
how it usually is.
From what we usually do, yeah.
Correct.
That's really weird.
Kind of awesome.
What is there a fiscal note associated with this?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Weiss, there is no fiscal note because it's an informational report. There is a fiscal section in there that indicates the total amount of services. VHD will be receiving a 10% administrative fee to help us run the program and staff it and provide the necessary information and tools to make sure it's successful. There's also clear language in the agreement between CSSW and the county that any deficit or surplus is the responsibility of CSSW and not the county. So if there are surplus funds at the end of the year, that we will figure out a mechanism to return those to CSSW. If there is a deficit, CSSW will need to reimburse the county for that service. I also do have a letter from Corp Counsel. If it's not here, it's on my desk that I can forward to you, Supervisor Rice, if you prefer.
Maybe the rest of the committee would like to copy
sure.
that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Supervisor Joseph.
Well, the total 10% is 63,000 some. It's interesting you break it down into a 9-month contract. Why is that? The 9-month amount is 47,490.
Is there already 3 months?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Joseph, the reason we did that is because of the April 1 start date in 2012.
Right.
Our potential start date is April 1st. So for the first 3 months of the year, CSSW was using that funding to provide services to their clients. The remainder of the year would then be VHD's responsibility to provide the services to their clients. In out years, in 2013, it would be the annual amount of the contract.
So we do have those procurement rules. Now, I understand we're not purchasing anything, but there still is procurement of services, in this case by Children's Service Society. And the amount, interestingly enough, is just under $50,000.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, this is done on a fee-for-service network, so in terms of procurement of actual services, there is no contract that we bring to the board because it's on a fee-for-service network rather than a purchase of service. We're not purchasing a certain amount of slots. We're just doing it. The client can choose where they decide to go, and we have a fee-for-service network where we pay them and we reimburse the agency for whatever services they provide on a unit basis. In terms of the $50,000, they're giving the money to us, so that's different than us purchasing something from someone else. So basically what that folds into is other revenue, in my mind, helps offset the cost that we will incur in running the program.
But in any event, I give you credit for giving this information to us. Apparently you're not requesting our approval, and through this explanation you're telling us you don't need to request the approval. I appreciate the information, and
yeah.
I'm not too concerned about lack of board oversight. I just think maybe we need to look at the situation with regard to our ordinances.
Exactly. And that's the reason why, well, that's part of the reason why. The other part is just because I thought it was really awesome and wanted to share. I mean, we're always talking about how do we increase our revenues and how do we, you know, create efficiencies. And I think that it's wonderful and wanted to showcase that, you know, out there in the private sector, that people think that we're doing such a great job at BHD that they actually want to purchase our services. So it's a twofold. It's a yay, kudos, and it's, you know, here we have a very unique, we're in uncharted territory here, and so if it does, you know, bother you that there is no board oversight, then I think it's, you know, a behoove of us to create something so that, you know, there is that oversight if that's something that, you know, the board sees necessary, so. But very, very good job. That's awesome.
Just last question then.
Yes.
Was this revenue included in the budget that was presented for your department?
It was not, no.
You didn't know about it?
Because we were uncertain at that time exactly where it was going to head. It was really after the first of the year that we firmed up, you know, and made decisions about what we were going to do in the timeline. So.
I mean, because if it wasn't included, how are you getting the staff time to do this?
Well, because this is a population that naturally could have come to our door and that we're accustomed to serving, we will fold it into it with our existing staffing. And again, we'll have a little bit of additional revenue. This is really a pilot year. We have to see, you know, how this is going to impact our shop back at BHD, and if the additional revenue is needed to add additional staffing at the end of this year, when we've really had a chance to experience it, I think we could revisit it at that time. But for now, we just plan to fold it in with our existing staffing.
We're not paying overtime?
No. We have no overtime in Community Services Branch.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anybody have any other questions? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good news.